Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here to talk about the 24th Annual Tree of Learning, my good friend Pete Stoll. How are you, Pete?
I'm great. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Yes, glad to have you on the program. Now, I know that you have since retired from the foundation, but you get to be the spokesperson today for this.
I do. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. Now, how many years were you a part of it?
I think about 16. They had me socked in for president for about 8 years.
That's right.
Finally, I decided a little young blood.
There you go. Well, it's the 24th Annual Tree of Learning, and let's talk about how that works. What is the Tree of Learning, and what kind of fundraising?
Well, I got to go back in history. When we first did it, we were in the East House City Park.
Yeah.
We used to put a tree there, and every time we'd have the lighting ceremony, it'd be blowing about 30, and we'd always have like second grade kids, and they'd almost blow over. The Tree of Learning is a tree that's in front of the high school. It's a live tree now, and you can put a bulb on it in honor of someone or in memory of someone. And
yeah.
The bulbs are $10, and we have forms available at all the schools and I believe the bank, so you can pick one up.
Now, again, and I know all the years I had you in here to talk about this, you're not buying a bulb. You're not going to get a bulb when you... That just automatically goes onto the tree.
That's right, and they designate them, and we have a tree lighting ceremony coming up next week on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, and we're honored that our son Bill is going to be the tree lighter.
That's cool. You know, I have to say, I would have thought Bill would have done this a long time ago.
Well, I guess they just waited.
That's right, for just the right moment. So Bill Stoll will be the man who flips the switch on the tree.
That's right, and there'll be a few songs. I think the high school choir will be there, so...
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It is. I think I did it, it had to be, 20 years ago or something. Long ago that I went out and flipped the switch, and we had a wonderful time that night, and it should be another wonderful time. Now, the money that gets raised gets used how, Pete?
We do many grants for teachers. I can remember when we first started, we were limited to about $300 for about 4 or 5 teachers, but now I think Bill just told me... that they gave over $5,000.
Wow.
Things that the school district cannot provide that the teachers need, the little extra things. And over the course of the 20-some years, I think they've given about $170,000 worth of gifts.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And of course, we both know with the way the economy's been, schools are hard-pressed to come up with everything they need to keep the teachers supplied. So this is a great way to fill some of those gaps.
And the other thing that we do are our scholarships for graduating seniors. And that figure has come up over the years so that we've given over $350,000. It's funny because Jenny Elliott Ladley is now on the board as the treasurer.
Okay.
And way back when, she got one of those scholarships.
Is that right?
Of course, she went to U of M, but you'll
forgive her for that.
Yeah, we will.
But it just shows how the money gets used.
That's
and
right.
It comes right back into the community, and you're helping kids now who will eventually be graduates and maybe come back and bring those skills back to the community.
Every single cent stays right here in the community.
Love that. And of course, we're talking that the ceremony is this coming Tuesday night, but this goes on throughout the holiday season. You can
right.
give right up until the end of the season.
At the end of December.
Yeah.
Right.
So make your donation of $10 or more. You know, you don't have to stop at 10. If you want to give 100 or 1,000, more the merrier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd
well, hey, you never know. Oh, there's somebody out there who wants to give money to a great cause, and this is it. The Taos Area Education Foundation, the 24th Annual Tree of Learning. And again, the best way to get more information is to go on one of the schools.
You're right.
Because that's where you'll find the forms. I would imagine the forms are not online anywhere? You don't have a website for this
at
all?
I can't answer that. Well, I think we do, but I wouldn't bet on it.
All right. Well, call the school. If there's a website, they'll be able to point you in the right direction. But otherwise, come on out. 24th Annual Tree of Learning Lighting Ceremony. You're going to be out there for that, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because Bill's lighting it up, right?
That's right.
Exactly. So 7 p.m., that'll be in front of the Taos Area High School. And again, as you mentioned, light the tree, but there'll be carols and probably some hot chocolate and things like that?
I don't know about hot chocolate.
Okay. Well, come on out. That's right. Well, bring your own. That's the best way to do it. BYOC, we'll call it, or something like that. Pete Stoll from, the Taos Area Education Foundation. We appreciate your time here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Glad to be here.